Alaska's national parks will receive more than $21 million from the Economic Recovery Act. The stimulus funds will pay for about 24 projects in the state, from building maintenance to trail rehabilitation. The Interior Department released the funding numbers and project list this morning. National Park Service spokesman Jeffrey Olson says Alaska is among the top 10 states receiving the most money.
This doesn't have anything to do with population or per capita income or anything like that. These are national projects designed, first of all, to really give a jolt to local economies, to create new jobs. But for the National Park Service, the underlying really important thing for us is that these are projects that are going to be of lasting value to the parks and, of course, to the public.
Olson says the process for figuring out which projects should get the stimulus funds was intensive and involved local park managers throughout the country.
The National Park Service is really a grassroots organization. Things happen from the field on up to Washington, D.C. It's kind of the reverse of a lot of things that go on in the United States. So park managers know what they have that needs fixing. They know their needs for new construction, for road repairs, all of that.
Olson says all of the projects are ready to go or shovel ready and should get underway this spring and summer. The economic recovery money must be obligated by September 2010, but Olson says projects may be completed after that depending on the construction season and weather. The biggest portion of the nearly $22 million Alaska's parks will receive is going to Denali National Park, which is in line for more than $16 million. It will pay for projects including repairs at the Wonder Lake Ranger Station and closing a hazardous mine. The second biggest allotment in the state will go to Katmai to demolish and replace the King Salmon Maintenance Building. National Park Service spokesman John Quinley in Anchorage says the stimulus money going to the Alaska region will allow for quicker execution of several maintenance projects that were on waiting lists.
The big money pieces tend to be construction and frankly some things that visitors don't necessarily see, but they notice it when they don't work. Things like sewer systems, docks that are strong enough to hold the boats that they're supposed to.
Quinley says visitors to Alaska's national parks will also see some improved trails and campgrounds.
Some of the trail projects, and there are several, are for smaller dollar amounts, but I think people will be pleased to see those happen. There are a couple of things in Wrangell-St. Elias National Park. We're going to rehabilitate and develop a campground.
Wrangell-St. Elias National Park is in line for more than $500,000. Parks throughout the state will also receive funding for AmeriCorps volunteers to remove invasive plant species. In total, about $900 million is being distributed to America's national parks through the Economic Recovery Act. However, the national park system has a backlog of maintenance projects totaling nearly $9 billion.